Forward to Section 10. After Section 8 took us on a cacophonous urban journey with omnibuses and snow sleighs and ambulances and carts, and Section 9 took us on a peaceful rural hayride, Section 10 takes us on a series of imaginative journeys to America's western wilds, to the sea, and eventually to a stop on the Underground Railroad that formed a pathway to freedom for escaped slaves. The eye of the poem is now moving beyond the actual experiences of Walt Whitman, who at the time he wrote Song of Myself never had gone hunting in the wilds and mountains, never had been on a Yankee clipper, never had experienced the marriage of a trapper in the far west to an American Indian woman, and never had housed a runaway slave. But Whitman wants his poetic eye to have experienced the breadth of the continent, so he uses stories he has heard and paintings he has seen, like Alfred Jacob Miller's The Trapper's Bride, to expand the range of his experiences. Imaginative expansion, after all, is not less real than actual experience. Fantasy is, in fact, one way we allow ourselves to experience what it would be like to escape rules and expected behavior, and Whitman provides us with the means to join him in widening the scope of our experiences and broadening our beliefs. As he describes looking from the sailing vessel, the clipper, through the wind-blown mist, the scud, Whitman says, "My eyes settle the land." His eyes at this point are trying to make out the distant land through the mist and motion, and thus to steady his vision. But all through this section, he is also using his eyes to settle the land in another sense, to occupy the continent from city to country, from the east to the west, from the south to the north, to put the land in democratic order by stretching its boundaries. Whitman thus begins in this section to record the crossing of social and cultural boundaries in the United States. Social commentators like the French writer Alexis de Tocqueville in the 1840s had observed that there were three races in America, the white, red, and black, and that they had distinctly different qualities that kept them separate from each other. But Whitman offers here two scenes of racial mixing, as the white trapper marries a Native American woman who is described as voluptuous, and then the eye welcomes the runaway slave into his house, gives him clothes, bathes him and nurses him, and has him sit next to me at table, keeping his gun nearby to protect the slave from slave catchers. The intimacy of both scenes emphasizes the physical nature of the joining, an interracial touching that goes beyond the mere stating of respect for the racial other. We can feel in these scenes the redemptive qualities of transgressing social boundaries, as Whitman continues to emphasize the need to absorb diversity, to overcome discriminations that we may have been taught, to recognize the deep identities we all share. Every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you. Just as the big doors of the barn in Section 9 stood open to accept the fall harvest of leaves of grass, so now does the narrator's half door of the kitchen swing open to reveal its interior to the escaped slave as both men discover the rich harvest of overcoming bias and discrimination, even as the gun in the corner serves as a reminder that such crossings and joinings are always potentially dangerous.